What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good
Influences.
Today we're doing another fan favorite, Are You the Blank Blank, which we're not going to say.
Kids are on YouTube for the first,
for the
like,
first 10 minutes
10
or
minutes,
so. They don't like bad words or...
AITA.
Also, did you know there's like two different AITA on
Reddit?
Yeah. I feel like you told us.
One's more popular than the other one.
The Am I the A-hole spelled out is like the big one. And there's one that's like just AITA.
There's also that with AMA too.
Oh, yeah.
There's IAMA and then AMA, which is Ask Me Anything.
So it's like, I'm a doctor.
Do that? Like random people go on there like Ask Me Anything?
Yeah, but there's sometimes they're interesting. It's like, I'm a plumber who's like,
okay.
Ask Me Anything.
Just like a random like... No user, like, hey, ask me anything.
Yeah, well, they usually have some. Like, there was one guy who was like, I drank a gallon of milk every day for the last 10 years. Ask me anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, that makes sense to me.
Or like, I drank like 3 liters of water a day for a year, and this is how it helped my, like, ask me anything. And people are like, okay, help your skin and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But we're not doing those.
No, we're doing AITA.
We're doing yours.
Submissions from y'all.
And we got a lot.
We're off to the races.
Y'all, we are off to the races. I think we're just going to get right into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of reading, so bear with me. Okay. Let me preface this by saying this is a very silly and mundane couple's quarrel. It may not even fall under the category, am I the a-hole, but more of a, am I the one who made the mistake? Which I feel like is basically what you need to know. But I am curious to see what each of you might take and for what reason. For a little bit of backstory, both my fiance, 24 male, and I, 24 female, work and go to school. We've been living together for about 3 years and have been together as a couple for almost 6 years. He works for a geotechnical engineering company between 35 and 40 hours a week, and I work in special education as an elementary school at an elementary school regular school hours. Additionally, I coach two teams for local soccer clubs, so you can imagine we do a lot of laundry to keep up with our busy week. Because of this, when I was driving home from work yesterday, I called him to see if he was already home. He was, so I asked if he could wash my uniform that I had put aside from the rest of the dirty laundry since I knew I needed it later this evening. And so he did. When it got close to time for me to leave, I went to grab my uniform to toss it in the dryer, and there was an entire load of laundry in the wash. I picked out the pieces of my uniform that I needed so that I could just dry them very quickly. Our roommate's comforter was in the dryer, so I moved it to the top of the dryer. What?
The top
our
of the
roommate's,
dryer.
No, I'm, I know. Our roommate's comforter was in the dryer, so I moved it to the top of the dryer to dry my uniform. When I was downstairs eating, he had gone upstairs, so I asked him to check if my clothes were dry. Those words exactly. I had already checked them once and they had still been damp, so I had to put them in for longer. He said they were damp. Fast forward to this morning, I was woken up at 5:45 to my fiance asking me why I did not just switch the entire load of laundry over to the dryer. I was a little confused because I had just been woken up and was groggy, but when I realized what he was talking about, I told him that I had only about 10 minutes to dry my clothes, and so I had picked my uniform out of the load of laundry. I had also reminded him that I had told him I had put our roommate's comforter back in the dryer because it was still damp. He walked away frustrated, and I sat there a little worked up because I didn't understand why he woke me up to shame me for not switching over the entire load. When he came back into the room, I also mentioned how I had asked him to check if my clothes were dry. He said that he had looked to see if the machine had stopped running, but in my mind, when he told me my clothes were dry, he had physically checked them to see if they were still damp, as that is what I would have done. When I explained to him that, he still seemed frustrated and he blew it off as miscommunication on my end. He still had clothes to wear for work, just not the most comfortable pieces he usually chooses. After he left for work, I sat there very frustrated because now I could not fall back asleep when I usually don't wake up for work until 7. So I went ahead and texted him and asked that in the future, he not wake me up at 5:45 when he's upset with something like this. He responded by suggesting that I go walk the dogs since I couldn't sleep. Now we are both a bit grouchy. I have a feeling we will have a conversation and work it out once we see each other after work, but I'm convinced the situation is not on me, and even if it was, there would be nothing I could do to correct it at 5 a.m. I'm curious to see your guys' perspective on the situation. I feel like it could very much be the case of male and female brain, at least from a cis-straight relationship point of view. For me, I don't see why I would tell him that I put the comforter back into the dryer if I had already switched the entire load of laundry over. Also, when I had asked him to check if my clothes were dry, I assumed he had actually looked in the dryer and felt the clothes to see if they were damp. If he had, he would have seen that the laundry load was not all switched over. I also wish he had not been so upset as to wake me up early in the morning just to make me feel bad about it. He thinks I did not communicate clearly enough and should have told him more specifically that I had not switched the laundry. Did I make the mistake?
Well, thanks for watching another episode of Good Enough Fences, everybody. That's all the time we have. That was, I will say, really well written.
Yeah.
Usually these are sometimes nightmares to read. Yeah. But we have really smart listeners, so thank you for being grammatically.
Is this Reddit?
No, this is our submissions. Oh, our fans.
Okay, so, sorry, I just need like a brief little recap. So there was laundry. She needed her outfit.
Uniform.
So yes. She was like, I'm taking out the wet clothes, just drying the uniform because I only have 10 minutes.
Right.
I'm leaving. Did she leave the clothes in the wash?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He started a load. And while the load was in the wet cycle, there was another comforter in the dryer. Mm-hmm. And so what she did was she just picked out her uniform, took the comforter out, dried her clothes for 10 minutes, and then put the comforter back in
because it wasn't finished. That was confusing to me. Yeah. I thought the comforter was in the wash, and she like put it to
No, there was a third person whose comforter was involved here. I mean, I think we all are on the same page with this.
She's so not the asshole.
She's not the asshole. Not at all. And the boyfriend just needs to, honestly, relax.
Yeah.
Like,
it sounds like it's some miscommunication. It didn't go his way. But to wake up your girlfriend at 5:45 in the morning to give her a hard time about how there was like a...
It's kind of mean.
Especially when you already have clothes you can wear outside of the laundry.
And like laundry shit happens.
Yeah. Like what a fucking asshole for him to then be like, well, you can't sleep, go walk the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like,
no, I don't like this guy at all.
No, literally.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. Don't wake somebody up when there's no way that they can solve the problem.
That like, might be my...
It's not like, hey, I need you to move your car and I can't find your keys. I'm so sorry. Like, it's 5 a.m. It's like, hey, did you do this thing that I think you should have done? All right, well, have a nice day, bitch.
Like, it's also like
she volunteers as a youth soccer coach. They don't even have kids. She's doing that as her own time. This is something she needed her own uniform ready to.
This is not a male female brand thing either. Yeah, this is like an asshole.
I just don't think it's like there's been so many times where like I'm putting clothes in the laundry and like Nolan's wet clothes are in there just like sitting and I'm not like, how dare you? You know, it's just like, okay, I'll just wait or I'll put his in the dryer and. Whatever.
Yeah. Sounds like this guy might be a little.
I feel like their laundry's together. That's the issue.
I see.
But even still.
It's because he's like, why didn't you put mine in? But it's like, okay, well, if you were paying attention and actually checked on her clothes and saw that it was just the uniform, like she asked, then you wouldn't be in this position.
Because if I had 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If I were him and I was worried about my clothes, I would just be making sure that it was getting dried.
It's just insane to wake somebody up earlier than they need to.
Just to like be a dick.
Yeah. Just to, without
that's a red flag, I think. Sorry, girly.
Yeah.
Sure. If my boyfriend woke me up at 5 a.m. to complain about something that wasn't urgent, I'd be like, you have no respect for me.
Okay, now
if the house wasn't on fire.
Yeah.
What if, though, it was like his, like an important uniform he had to wear and had nothing else?
That's his fault.
That's on him.
It's on him, but I would understand the frustration more.
Yeah, but like he should be mad at himself, like frustrated at him and not taking it out.
Communicated.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lack of communication because he could have also said like, hey, did you do my laundry? And she would have said, no, I was just had 10 minutes for my clothes.
Yeah.
And then problem solved.
He's responsible for his own clothes at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if it was an important thing, I would get the context a little more of why he's upset.
Doesn't justify the waking up thing, but like,
exactly.
I could see it being
like if we were to try to defend him in court, it would be like, Your Honor.
Yeah.
He thought that his laundry was done. He needed his uniform for his big day, and then he had to wear a subpar uniform.
That defense would be amazing because he made one too many mistakes, I fear.
Well, waking her up at
I fear.
2 hours early is insane.
Yeah, but then just like he would have known in the first place that his laundry was never in the dryer.
Yeah.
Because she asked him to go check on her laundry.
It seems like he doesn't really like have that much laundry responsibility.
Right. It sounds like he was like doing her the favor the one time.
Yeah.
It's always handled by her.
Yeah. Mm.
He didn't realize that this was a one situation where she was like, sorry, I got to prioritize this one item in the thing that you normally make me pay attention to the whole time.
Yeah. There's been times where like Nolan has thrown in stuff and I'm like, oh, I don't have leggings. Like I have Pilates in 3 hours. Like, oh, let me throw my leggings in. And I'm like on top of it. Like I'm making sure my leggings get dry so I can have something to wear to like work out in. So it's like that's where my brain's like, yeah, just be responsible for your own clothes. Like, even if someone else is doing it, if you need it, make sure that it's getting done.
Yeah, the laundry side of this is, like, resolvable. What I really dislike is him waking you up, like, 2 hours before you need to go to work, which you already, like, work hard and then volunteer. Fuck that.
It's... Aren't laundry machines, though, one a very annoying piece of technology?
It, doing why laundry have we not is,
I love figured, a laundry
but
machine.
Why have we not like, figured it out where like
it can be one machine?
It can be, oh, and I know they I exist. They know I know those exist, but like they're super expensive.
Oh, they,
but
just, they
like,
exist.
Yo, yeah.
But like I'm always like yo, when, I'm, yeah. when I'm doing my laundry, I'm like yo, I know it's yo, on yeah. a timer, but then I got to set another timer on my phone to like remind me that it's happening.
Oh, yours doesn't sing to you when it's done.
No,
it doesn't sing the Swedish national anthem.
Like an app? Oh, wait, oh, it's sing or sink?
Sing.
Oh.
Bum.
No, yeah, mine like bum, sings a little ditty. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I heard you.
Yeah, mine just has a.
Oh, that's.
I turn it off because I don't even want to hear it.
That's tragic.
Sorry for the audio listener. That was probably
annoying.
But there's
times where I'm like, oh, got to do laundry. And I'll get it all going and I'll totally forget that I started laundry.
Oh, I always do that. I'm always leaving it.
I'm great with dishwashers. I always know when that's going down because like I need the things out of the dishwasher. Oh,
my dishwasher sings a song too, but not a cute one. It's just like
laundry is one of the worst things about life, I think.
Oh, I like laundry. I love having clean clothes.
Right, but the process of doing it.
I love sorting.
Oh, I don't know. I like it.
Well, that's in y'all's DNA.
Oh, okay. Sexist Mad King. You're the fucking worst.
This person says, I'm from Austria and English isn't my first language, so I apologize.
Can you read this in an Austrian accent?
I'm the asshole for telling you. I don't really know.
It's like
that?
Austrian.
It's like German, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't want to offend
you. Okay. Let's not do accents on this.
Is that how the Austrians speak?
Yeah. Like it's German? Like right next to each other. Yeah.
Okay. I just assumed it was like the guy from Frozen who's like, big summer blowout sale.
That's big like summer blowout. Almost Swedish.
Yeah. It's all over in the scene.
Sweden.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my parents I won't talk to them for at least 3 months?
I won't talk to them for 3 months. Sorry.
If they go to the public speech of a right-wing politician.
Oh, here we go.
Ever?
For 3 months.
Wait,
exactly.
What year is this from? 1936?
No, right now. Ever since I can remember, my parents supported the right-wing party. And since I only talked to them about politics and grew up with their beliefs, I've also voted right for the first few elections. But once I turned 19-20, I started questioning a lot of their beliefs and wanted to form my own opinions. I gathered some information online, and the more I read, the more I disagreed with basically everything they stand for. My parents and I have often have discussions about this matter, and I try to open their eyes. The right-wing party in Austria is against equal pay for men and women, against same-sex marriage, against free child support, against abortions, etc. But I guess we will never see eye to eye on these topics. A few weeks ago, we had elections in Austria, and since a lot of people in my hometown vote right, the chairman of the right party came to hold a speech. I told my parents that they can vote for whoever they want, but if they go to his speech and openly support this man, who, by the way, refers to himself in a similar way Hitler did back in the day. I also love how she...
Hitler was Austrian, too.
She...
He was?
Yeah, he was born
like,
in Austria.
Edited Hitler so that... you know, sometimes they put like asterisks and people say she put an exclamation point where the eye is.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
No, I know.
It's like Hitler the musical. Yeah.
There's like MySpace name.
Yeah. It's like Kesha, but Hitler.
Yeah. I won't talk to them for at least 3 months.
It's on his notebooks when he's in school. Like in like glitter
instead
pen.
Instead of the heart.
Yeah. His locker.
Yeah. They decided against going, which I'm insanely happy about, but my sister said that I was in the wrong and should apologize for blackmailing them. I do feel a little bad giving them an ultimatum, but as a woman...
What? That's not blackmail.
Exactly. But as a woman and an aunt of a niece, I feel like it's my duty to do everything in my power to fight for women's rights and stand up for what I believe in, and that entails not associating with people who don't share the same mindset.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole?
I don't think she's an asshole. I just think she's going about it the way she wants to go about it, and that's fine. This podcast is sponsored by Away. I love Away. Not only are they a great company product-wise, but the smell I can't get over it. The other thing I love about Way is that their hair care products are very specific to your hair type. So if you're trying to find a shampoo and conditioner, you'll find one for your hair type. Whether you're fine, medium, thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner for you. They also have volume products, deep shine products, like it doesn't end. I actually have their soap and lotion in my bathroom and everyone's like, what the heck? This smells so good. I have to get some. I honestly use quite a bit of Way products. So like I said, I have the soap and lotion. I use hair gloss in the shower. I also have a leave-in conditioner spray, and it all smells so good. They've also gifted me their shampoo and conditioner. Loved it. And what we also love about Way is they have a hair quiz on their website, so you just answer every question as best as you can, and it'll match you with the perfect shampoo, conditioner, or whatever you're looking for your hair. You can also stock up and save on your favorites with 32-ounce shampoo and conditioner refill pouches. Wash your Way to healthier hair with shampoo and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code GOOD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code GOOD.
But what was the threat? I'm not going to talk to you guys.
She was like, I probably won't like talk to you for 3 months because it makes me so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. This is like your parents you're dealing with, and she's like a full adult, right?
19, she said. 19, 20. 19.
Does she live with them?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I think it's fine.
It seems like a valid form of protest. Like,
yeah.
Nonviolent.
I think she's just saying like it'll probably take me like at least 3 months to get over the fact that like you are supporting like a man who's like Hitler
at this thing. And actually like harmful
and
to
like,
me.
I'm and I'm your daughter and you're voting for like
against me.
Against rights for people like women. So I understand that. I mean,
I think it's a little avoidant.
Avoidant?
Avoidant, like thing is, it's like, yes, she does have the right to do it, and I completely like feel her on like disagreeing with them. I just think like the consequence of like saying, well, I'm not going to talk to you guys for 3 months, it seems like a little petty, rather than why not sit down and actually have an honest conversation with them and talk about why you are so upset about it. Rather, it's this 3 month like punishment where it feels very childish, like, okay, well, I'm gonna punish you, you're grounded from me.
I think she's just like setting a boundary. She's like, and I think that she has tried communicating that with them, that like it makes her uncomfortable that they support this man.
I think she can do something a little bit more constructive than not talking to your parents for 3 months.
Well, I would it sounds like she got them to not go to the speech, which is a victory.
Yeah,
so she was successful in her approach.
If she's going to start pulling silent treatments when anytime somebody in her life disagrees with her and goes, you don't get access to me for 3 months, I don't think is like a healthy, constructive way about. Especially when you're dealing with, hopefully she does love her parents.
Sounds
like
she does.
Didn't say that. She didn't.
I just say life is short. Why cut your parents out for 3 months because you disagree with them about something?
But it's something that affects her ultimately.
Yeah, it would be like,
I guess. I
if
know,
your parents
things,
went to an anti-podcasting rally and they were like, ban all podcasts.
Yeah.
And you're like, Mom, Dad, why would you go to that?
I would be talking to them and picking their brain and really trying to understand why they're thinking that way.
It sounds like she is doing that.
Yeah, I think she is doing that because they didn't end up going. But I agree with you. I think something could be more constructive rather than just like, I won't speak to you. But
also, Austrian leaders.
Doesn't really matter.
Right wing. We've been down this road before, folks. Let's not do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing like the justifying politics.
No,
or, like,
of course.
Nothing like that. It's just, I don't think. Not talking to someone for 3 months.
You think that there's like a personality trait of,
well,
like,
I feel like she's gonna be like, well, that worked, so I'm gonna start using this in the future.
But that's exactly why people set boundaries.
My way.
It's
right.
Not her.
It's not like, oh, you didn't get me the car paint color that I wanted. Yeah. I'm not talking to you for 3 months. Like, that's not the road this is going down, which is what I think you're thinking it might be.
I just don't think it's a healthy habit.
Okay.
Setting a boundary.
No, I think boundaries are important.
I think he's stuck on the 3 month thing.
I think she's just saying like, hey, like if you do go to this, it's probably going to take me a little bit to get over the fact that I know you're supporting this person.
Yeah, which is fair. I've been down that road before.
Yeah.
So
like
I get it.
It's insane.
Yep.
I get it.
I think she has a right to do it.
It's sick that we have fans in Austria.
It's like Queen.
Oh, yeah, true.
I heard it's a beautiful country. No, I really have.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just apparently funny coming off of like what you were saying.
Yeah.
They apparently have really good food there, like big pastry culture. They have like a river that you can.
I know. I want to go to Austria so bad. I wanted to go. We did like a Euro trip for Christmas because they have a really good Christmas market.
Yes.
But we didn't make it there. But we did go to Munich and I just wound up at a concentration camp. So moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, so I have a 6-month-old puppy, English Bull Terrier, and I really take dog etiquette seriously. Examples, I have never pet another dog without asking, never assume my dog can say hello to another dog without asking, tell anyone that wants to pet my dog that she's just a puppy and is still learning. If someone is walking toward us and they look like they might be uncomfortable passing a dog on the sidewalk, I move and let them go, etc. I live in a luxury San Francisco community. People and dogs are everywhere. One Saturday morning, I was coming out of my elevator about to exit the building when a lady, probably early 30s, comes up really excited and asks to pet my dog. I gave my spiel and said, "This is Blanca. She just turned 6 months old. When she gets too excited, she nips. We are working on this, but please know that if you do pet her, she might give your hand a nip." The lady proceeds to pet my dog and she says, "Oh, I get it. My dog just turned one. I remember that phase." Well, what the fuck do you know? She gets puppy nipped. Her face was instantly pissed. She says, "You need to control your dog."
Oh my God.
And walks away. I immediately start apologizing and ask if she's okay. I know she's okay because she didn't bleed or anything, but still, I feel bad. We exit the building together and she's just shaking her head and walking away while apologizing. 2 days later, I get an email from my property manager stating that my vicious dog needs to be removed from the property immediately because she's a danger to people and other dogs. If I don't agree to this, I could be in violation of my lease. My partner has a great lawyer and advised us to not respond or remove my dog, LOL. Here's where I'm asking if I'm the asshole. Just the other day, so like a week later from the original incident, her and her dog are coming out of the elevator super hyper and excited. The dog is lunging and pulling her owner. She's a German Shepherd. This freaked out my dog and she started barking. She didn't attack or anything, just good old-fashioned upset dog barking. Because I wanted to get back at her, I found out the risk management team for my building and filed an official complaint against her and her dog and basically went above the manager here on property stating she doesn't have him under control and it's a safety hazard, blah, blah, blah.
Let's fucking go.
I had a lawyer write it up so it has all the language needed and I've been building a case against her to hopefully get her dog removed from the property. LOL. Am I the asshole?
Okay, I love this. This lady is fucking insane.
No, I know. I read this and I was like, queen.
Like the girl who wrote in gave her every warning she could have possibly did.
It's a puppy.
I mean, of course you could have just been like, no, she bites. Like, don't. But like,
she like essentially
did. That's so annoying to give someone some generous information about your dog. Like, oh, it's a puppy. It might nip if you're cool with that. She's like, oh, it's fine.
She basically was like, it's gonna bite you.
No, yeah, and it did. And then she got pissed at, no.
Sounds like this woman didn't hear a word she said.
Yeah, she was like, oh, whatever. Oh, it's a puppy.
Yeah, I know, I know. I love
whatever.
Puppies. And then, but that's brilliant.
Slay queen.
Also, for her to have a German Shepherd and file a complaint about a little puppy, whatever this is, like a little French
Terrier.
Yeah.
I need to see what this woman looks like. For some reason, I really want to
see. And she's like young, too. Footage of it. Like, she said she was early 30s.
Oh. What'd you say?
Karens are starting so young these days.
I know. It's scary.
I wonder, though, like, what the end game of this is. Because if you get her dog kicked out, does that then mean that your dog has to get kicked out, too? Because if both dogs are...
True.
You know, like, if there's a dog problem and you got to get kicked out, too?
Well, I will say, like, if I were in this girl's position, I could sleep at night knowing that it wasn't just me who had to leave.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, well, fuck you. You did this.
No, yeah. This woman does not get to get away with having a German Shepherd and also complaining about a little puppy.
I love the pettiness of it.
I think it's brilliant. Very funny. I think it's brilliant. Matt, do you have an opinion?
I think it's funny. I think it's like a little bit adding fuel to the fire, but like, what else is she going to do?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of San Francisco real estate here.
I know.
Well, it's gosh. Or I mean, like,
well,
yeah,
no,
get your revenge. But like, this woman is probably like in a rent controlled like apartment she's been living in for decades.
Building.
And she's like getting kicked out because
she's 30 years old.
Oh, wait. The woman
the
who has
woman
the German.
Is
30
year old.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck her.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that is, I put it in my head. I thought it would be like an old, scary, angry woman.
Yeah, same. With a cane.
It'd be like one of us doing that.
Yeah.
Also,
just like, I just would say be careful to this girl. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, this woman is a crazy person if she's getting nipped by a little puppy and then finally.
Well, also, like your dog isn't controlled.
Right. It's this woman's screaming red flags.
Your little rambunctious Jeremy Shep.
And that's so frustrating. The girl who wrote in is like, so puppy etiquette, like,
of course,
knows how to deal with it and she's getting this shit. It sucks.
All right. Next. In-law am I the asshole? Ooh. My in-laws visit us once or twice a year, and it is always really random and last minute when they ask to come. They are a 6.5-hour drive away. We are almost always the ones that travel to see them, and we have 2 young kids. They asked to come visit us next week for the 4th of July. We told them we already had plans for the 4th with friends. We were going to be going to a lake a few towns over to our friend's house with our kids with a few other families, but told them they are welcome to come the 5th and we could spend the weekend together. Today, my father-in-law called my husband and told him that they booked their hotel and would be here on the 3rd. My husband tried to explain to him that we already had plans, and my father-in-law cut him off, got defensive, and said, "We are coming to see our grandkids. There are no grandparents' rights in the state we live in, so technically, we don't ever have to let them see them." And then the conversation ended. My husband is annoyed, but easily gives in when it comes to his parents. Am I the asshole for being really annoyed by this and still wanting to continue our own plans on the 4th? I feel like it will be so weird, though, if we leave them alone knowing they are in town. But if we don't, then we just have to sit at home all day with them. Selfishly, I'm even more annoyed because this is taking a fun lake experience away from me, my husband, and my kids. To answer why we don't invite them to join us, we were invited to a friend's lake house, and that's why I don't really feel comfortable asking to bring them along, especially since my in-laws are awkward and right. not very friendly. They hate me and make it very known to others around. Like, I had 3 God. Friends reach out after my son's first birthday apologizing for my in-laws' behavior. It was Damn. That bad. Needless to say, they haven't been invited to a birthday party since.
I would say, yeah, have them come, but they can sit there and be like, well, we're bored. Like, she already told us what she's going to be doing, so. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, say that again?
Was that a joke? Are there grandparents' rights?
No, I know. I was curious about that, too.
Probably.
I've never heard of that, but maybe there is. Grandparents' rights? There's definitely parents' rights.
And.
That's crazy, though.
Did it seem like, sorry if I'm a little, I just need a little
That's
refresher.
Okay. I always do.
On the dynamic between the husband and the wife here. But they are both upset that the parents are still not listening to the plans and they are still coming, right? There's not like her husband's like, oh, but,
no,
babe,
he,
wait, now
yeah,
we...
she said he gives in to them a lot. So it's really frustrating.
Oh.
That is very that frustrating. Is
I'd say, well, have fun with your parents. I'm going to the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like with the kids. Like, I don't want our kids to just be like sitting here yeah. if that's what they're going to do. Like, we already made a plan. If they want to come, they can. They can figure something else out to do. We'll be with them on the 5th or whatever.
Yeah.
When we told them they could come. So it's up to, it's on them.
And they didn't book, and they already went ahead and booked a hotel.
After they were told that they would be out of town, the grandparents booked a hotel for when they knew they would be out of town.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that on them.
Really,
I would be like, sorry.
Yeah, like, well, it's non-refundable. What? You gotta like,
yeah, here's, I would be like,
here's
you're
the Yelp
fucking fault.
10 best restaurants in town yeah. for while you're here. Have a great
yeah.
time.
Go explore.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
My parents didn't do it like this, but like last year for Thanksgiving, I invited them to come out for Thanksgiving and then like, you know, communicated multiple times like, this is when we'll be here, yada, yada, yada. And then like probably like a month before Thanksgiving, the very last minute, my mom was like, okay, these are the dates we're going to be there. And I was like, I won't even be in town.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you're welcome to just like stay at our house. Like yeah. that wouldn't bother me. Yeah. But like, as long as they're receptive to be like, no worries, we're just going to hang out. We'll yeah. be in town. Like then it's appropriate. But it seems like they're just nightmare people that
yeah,
need what? To
I
get
would
what
get,
their
I
way.
I would get the kids on the phone with grandma. I'd be like, grandma, you're coming, but I wanted to go to the lake. All my friends are going to be there.
No.
We can't go to, I mean,
that's
no,
hilarious.
Because that's what their whole fucking end game is. Like, well, we want to see our grandkids. Yeah. I'm like, well, you're upsetting your grandkids yeah. right now. They,
true.
Like, here, talk to them on the phone. They have been looking forward to going to the lake this entire time. This is 4th of July, the one time we get to do this.
These grandparents also sound just like very manipulative and abusive.
Yeah. Oh, you don't love me.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I'm just the worst grandparent ever if you don't want to stay in town and I already booked the hotel.
Seems like your husband needs to just like stick it to him straight. Be like, sorry, this is our plan. See you on the 5th.
I also kind of love that this is coming out after the 4th of July. So if you wrote this, can you please update us and tell us what happened? Did you go to the lake?
Yeah.
Did the grandparents come? Ugh, what happened?
What I feel even worse about is that I hate that even if the parents decide to come, they still go to the lake. Mentally, like they're on your mind the whole time.
That's where what you're they just said like, too. She was like, it sucks. It's not going to feel weird.
You're on the
there.
Boat going, this is great, but God damn.
Yeah.
No, just put them on silence. Don't even let their texts or emails go through.
Yeah, mentally, it's just knowing that you're driving away while they're there.
Fuck them.
I literally wouldn't care.
They shouldn't have been there.
You're like, I don't feel bad when you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
It's not like they invited them. They're like, oops, now we're going here. Oh,
you're not responsible for other people's behavior. You're responsible for your own behavior. So if the parents ignored the fact that they weren't going to be there and the parents decided to book a hotel, that is just them being foolish with their money and time. Like, we're not there. Sorry.
It's giving a little manipulative.
Oh, so many. Yeah. Like, this would be like, hey, we're going to New York next weekend. We want to see the grandkids. And you're like, well, I'm not going to New York next weekend. Like, are you going to feel bad if you're in LA and you're not in New York because they're there? It doesn't matter where they are. They're there.
Well, I guess because it's like your area. It's where you live. And knowing that they're there and you're not there and they came there to see you.
Send them a list of Yelp top 10 attractions in the city and say, have a good fucking week.
And they'll see them in a couple days. Yeah. It's not like they're going to miss them all completely.
But right in after. I want to know how this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Update.
We love updates.
Am I the asshole for working for my ex-boyfriend's mother? In high school, I started dating this guy from my grade. It was my first love and real relationship. We were together for about 2 years, and he broke it off at the end of our senior year because of different college locations. Throughout our relationship, I grew very close to his family, especially his mother, who was always beyond kind and gracious to me. I even attended her destination wedding. During our conversations, she talked about wanting to start her own coffee business, and I was always supportive and uplifting of this idea. After we broke up, his mom and I kept in touch, which he seemed initially fine with. I saw on social media that she had finally opened her business, and I decided I wanted to support it, considering I have been watching this journey for a while now. I planned to originally support it at the very beginning by buying something and then leaving it alone. However, she was delighted to have me there, so I just kept coming back. At some point, she offered me a job at this business. I initially declined and had to do so a few times again, but eventually even her co-manager asked me to join the team, so I did. I needed a job and the money was good. A few years have passed by now, and I do not think my ex is okay with me being there anymore. There had been some personal issues with his mom, not sure if I'm the cause of these, as well as some drug misuse. Every few months, he finds a new way to contact me. I tried to block him anywhere I could, saying the most unhinged and heinous things to me, for example, telling me to kill myself for not leaving his family alone. Am I the asshole for working for his mom when he is in such a state? I have been contemplating leaving this job as the messages are starting to get out of hand and some of my friends and family tell me the situation is beyond absurd. Selfishly, I adore my job and my relationship with his mother has now become more business-based than personal. However, I might just be saying that to justify my actions. Some of my friends also do not understand why he is behaving this way, as it has been years since the breakup, so he should not even care by now. But obviously, I cannot control his feelings about the situation. I'm at a crossroads and unsure what to do at this point. Do I leave the job in this economy or should I be selfish and stay? Any advice or opinions on this would be great.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Really? I think this is so cut and dry.
In the drug misuse is the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. It seems like he's like, I'm doing all of these things because you work for my mom.
They dated in high school. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
This is insane.
He broke up with her.
This is insane.
I think it'd be different if like her and his mom were like super close and like got lunch all the time and like hung out. Then it'd be like a little like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a job.
Being this obsessed with someone you dated in high school is pathological. Like this guy is a fucking psychopath. It doesn't matter that you're like, I feel like if she just lives in the same town, he'll use a different excuse. Why do you still live here? Why didn't you move away? Like the job is not the reason why he's acting like this.
Also, I wonder if the mom knows he's like threatening her.
I was also wondering the same thing.
I'm a little disappointed in the mom.
Why?
For what?
I don't know. I just would I wouldn't hire my son's ex.
That she dated in 10th grade 8 years ago.
I thought it was right. She's been working for them for now like a few years. For her a few years, right?
Right.
They says they were together for 2 years, broke it off our senior year. Unsure when she started working, how long after it was, but it says years have passed.
Yeah.
So like, dude, your kid dated someone in high school for 2 years, and then 4 years later that you have to break, you have to say, sorry, I can't work here anymore because like you dated someone in high school? No.
And like, yeah.
No. It's not like a business that he's probably going into like all day long.
No, it's not like the family business. She's taken over the family business and like weaseled her way in and is now
it's a coffee shop.
If I had an ex work for one of my parents, I literally wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's this guy's a fucking
depends on who
psycho.
They are, but
yeah, yeah, this guy's.
I don't care. I'd literally be like, it's not like, any, I don't.
If it, I could see if it ended badly. Like she broke up with him. It ended badly. They weren't on good terms, and like he was like severely devastated. Affected by it. But sure. That's not the case here.
Yeah, it wasn't like she cheated on him and had
no,
a different child.
No, he broke up with
after,
her.
Yeah.
And it just, it seems like.
Senior year of high school. It doesn't even, you're not even a person yet. It's like, this is insane.
You know what this reminds me of? When I was dating my boyfriend when I was like 19, his mom still played Words with Friends with his ex-girlfriend.
His mom played Words. That's a little weird.
You would care.
But she didn't even know it was her. It, like, we had to point it out. It was very funny.
Oh,
no,
she
I actually didn't
it was a
care.
Words with Friends person?
Huh?
She just thought it was a random Words with
Friends.
I think
she thought it was just like anyone. I don't know.
I think this guy needs to seek help.
Yeah.
Drug use,
I think for like
threatening text messages.
Yeah.
I
but
think
if it's also
her,
tormenting you so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think for her, if it's
good,
bothering
but,
her that much, then figure
should,
something else out. But
I
if
would
she doesn't
get a
care.
New job.
Or tell the mom, say, look, your son is making my career like uncomfortable because I think I'm doing a great job here. You want me working here. I want to be working here. This has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and fix your shit with your son because like
otherwise
he's fucking
I'm
my
out.
Shit up. Yeah. But you, this girl shouldn't have to quit because of a crazy ex-boyfriend.
He broke up with her, right?
Yeah. About because they were going to different colleges.
It wasn't even like bad.
And they're not in college anymore? Or is it just
sounds
a few
like
years later?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like a college gig is different than getting into the real world gig. So I think she should like...
Oh, yeah. It could be just like her summer job or something like at
so
the coffee
shop. So
if
it is temporary, I don't know. I would
the
just
money's
keep
good.
Your,
she said the money's
I feel
good
bad
and it's
for
hard
her.
To get
and
a
I
job.
Don't think you need to look for another job. But if like... You're being a little personally tormented by it. And obviously this boy doesn't need to win, but his mom owns the company. It's a sticky situation. I don't...
The mom needs
it doesn't
to
sound like a good,
shape.
Healthy work and yeah. personal environment to be in. And I think you need to just remove yourself from the entire equation. Because even if it like, what, the business is going to succeed and you're going to be like right there with his mom, that's only going to get worse. Right?
I
unless this
that...
boyfriend sees the light of day, but it sounds like he's a true...
I think the
fucking...
mom needs to... whip her son into shape and be like, this is my employee, stop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's the answer.
I don't know, it sounds like it's a bad relationship between the mom and son, and she just wants to play like, well, I'm still close with all of your friends.
No,
even
oh, you think the mom
happening.
Is
like, I think the mom is like neurotic and is playing a game with the son.
Yeah, we do not know this.
He hasn't
I
even
know,
brought...
but that's how my
know,
imagination
I,
runs.
I know,
is I see it as that the mom intentionally
yeah,
hired this girl.
You always see like the worst in people. Like,
that she's coming home and like, oh, by the way, Tiffany, your ex-girlfriend.
She's doing great.
Seems like she's seeing a new guy.
I just miss when you guys were together.
Her new boyfriend's hot.
Close.
Yeah.
He's just doing drugs and stuff, but I missed our times together. Work for my coffee company. You have potential, girlfriend. I see it.
You have
potential. Girl boss with me. Come on. I don't know. It's just my imagination.
Yeah. That could be the situation.
There's something
here.
It's just the mom hiring the ex-girlfriend. Very weird.
That is a little weird that she was a customer and then she's like, no, you should work here. You should work here.
Well, she said they were really close.
Yeah. So maybe
they
it
always
is...
had a close relationship. Like she went to her wedding.
It's also like, where are they working? They're working at fucking OpenAI, like solving AI. No, they're probably, it's
a
probably
coffee shop.
Is it a coffee shop?
And also like, what are the odds that the owner is there every day anyway?
Right. No, the she might be, you know, on the phone working from home at the office in the, yeah, no, that guy's insane.
Okay. Am I the asshole? Taylor Swift concert.
Uh-oh. Not another one.
Wake me up when it's over.
No, I think you'll like this one. I'm in a bit of a predicament. So I, 20 female, got tickets to see Taylor Swift in October with my girlfriend at the time, 20 female. These tickets were bought in August of 2023. Due to some scheduling conflicts, my girlfriend had to buy the tickets on my Ticketmaster account since I got the presale code. We were very lucky and got floor seats for a surprisingly good price.
Damn.
Fast forward to 2024, me and my girlfriend break up and it was messy. This was an extremely, in all caps, toxic relationship that had been going on for way too long. We continued to be friends with benefits, stupid choice, but we basically were together without the label. We still went on dates and said, I love you, and expressed that we were exclusive to each other despite being broken up.
Yikes.
Lesbians
Yikes.
Are crazy. we start to slightly drift apart and
this
then
is messy.
Well, just wait. We start to slightly drift apart, and then she drops that she not only has been hooking up with a lot of people, she's also seeing someone else. Granted, we were broken up, so this wasn't morally wrong, but it did blindside me and left me pretty hurt. For this reason, along with many other toxic traits of the relationship, verbal, physical, and mental abuse, I decided to go no contact. We tried this for a month or two and then reconnected. But ever since we have, she seems extremely interested in talking about the Taylor Swift concert. An important detail is that earlier in the no contact, we had plans to go see Hozier together. But since we were no longer talking and frankly on bad terms, I told her that it would be best if she did not go. Her ticket had been paid for by my mom as a late Christmas present, but remained under my name. She was bothered by this, but knew since she did not pay for it, it wasn't hers. So now we talk occasionally, but she has yet to respect boundaries I've tried to set. Example, not talking about her new sex life in explicit detail and coming to me for her boy problems. I told her that couldn't be done. What? I told her if that couldn't be done, then I can't see a friendship happening. She continues with this and keeps trying to make arrangements for the concert, even though I have told her that I wasn't exactly comfortable with her going yet. Am I the asshole if I sell her ticket? It's on my account and she has no access to it. I would, of course, give her the money back for it, but am I being selfish and not letting her go? This relationship has been a real struggle for me and it's not fostering good feelings, and I feel like she's only speaking to me to ensure her spot for the concert and does not actually care about rekindling a healthy relationship.
It's insane that the question you're asking about is Taylor Swift tickets when there is a world of things you mentioned in that conversation about that we could dissect and discuss.
Well, a big thing is the Taylor Swift tickets. Like, my question is, it's four seats, right?
Yeah, they
right?
were $450.
Standing floor seats. Now, Taylor Swift concerts, the way I've seen it, the stage goes out this way. Is there a right side and a left side floor? Are the floor seats in different sections?
Well, some of them are chairs.
Some of them are chairs, so it is like you are assigned to a seat and a number.
Like, I remember at Gillette, there were like physical seats. At SoFi, there are physical seats. So I think it totally depends on wherever.
Because I was very like, who cares? Let her have the ticket. Just don't stand next to her. Be on the total opposite side. Just get away from her.
Did she buy the ticket?
They bought them together.
But together. It's on her account.
But she's like, because they're on my account.
She has them hostage. You could transfer. That's a good question. If you are sitting next to each other, I think that's tough. Like, maybe
hopefully there's like another seat still available for that price and you give her the money back.
But that's the thing, is like a $450 floor ticket is probably like $3,000 now.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Oh shit. And that's the thing, is it's T Swift. Maybe you guys just
just be like, just come.
ideally hook if they're up.
Yeah, well, whatever.
That sounds like it's gonna happen. But if the seats are together, you're kind of fucked. If they're standing room only, just transfer one of the tickets and then don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
the responsibility is on you, because you're the one who's like uncomfortable with it, to then find your own ticket. Like, I don't think it would be fair to like just Venmo her money and be like, sorry, you don't get the tickets.
I don't think you can sell her ticket and just give it back. Like, that's insane.
And then like give her the money.
Yeah.
Because she probably won't be able to find.
I think it's just a sticky situation.
Can't you also like post in forums, be like, I have a ticket in this section. I'm willing to swap with anybody else in a different section if you want to do that. And you do like a trade. Hopefully it's all good and you don't get scammed or anything.
Yeah.
I would keep the ticket, still give her the ticket.
Like, yeah, you just transfer her the ticket.
This is crazy. It's like, because it's Taylor Swift.
No,
if this was like a Panic at the Disco show or like something where it's like, there's other seats and other tickets. Yeah, so you're not going to have a tough time. This was a year-long commitment for that. And there is a reason why she's sweetening you up, because she wants to make sure she's still good for the ticket.
Yeah.
Transfer her the ticket.
For me, if I was like, I know she's sweetened me up for this, she still wants to go. As long as I had that information and understood it, I'd be like, whatever, I'll just go. What else are you going to do?
I think she's just uncomfortable being around her because of the toxicity.
Then either you need to get a different ticket or...
Get sunglasses with like
that's blinders. I think it's on her to like figure the situation.
You would be an asshole if you sold her ticket and Venmo'd the money.
I almost want to say like, go post on a Taylor Swift group this situation. Yeah. Go, who wants to switch with me?
No, literally.
But maybe us saying this, I don't know if you would identify... But the thing is, that person who gets the new ticket is going to be next to the ex-girlfriend being like...
I
know something you don't.
I'd be like, so what's your side?
Yeah.
What's your side of the story?
Ooh, hey, maybe. Yeah. And then that person can get back to us and we can have a two sides to this whole story.
When's this concert?
October.
August, I think.
Okay, well, we need another update.
Oh, I guess
in
you
October.
Bought them in August.
In October.
We'd like another update, please.
Yes.
Yeah, let us know what you decide to do.
Don't sell the ticket. Give her ticket. Transfer it in Ticketmaster so then it's her responsibility, and then you can do what you want with yours. You can sell it. You could swap it. That's kind of fucked. Because at that point...
Could she...
Like, it just seems like
sell
you guys...
hers for a hot... Like, why not
probably.
Give her the ticket, sell yours... And just go to a different city on a different date with the $3,000 that you just sold the seat for.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I don't know.
I would be fucking pissed if I was like.
I know.
Someone booked a ticket on their Ticketmaster of a show I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
like,
I
oh,
would
actually,
be devastated.
Sorry, I sold it. It's like, what the fuck?
Because a solo seat is going to be cheaper than buying it in two, right? So she'll sell that ticket for, what, a couple thousand dollars and then can even. She might make a profit in this situation. And then there's another seat that's an individual for $600.
It could be even a better seat.
Yeah, it could be even be a better seat. So, and maybe she might be given the hat.
Yeah.
The ex gets the 22 hat.
How do they pick the girl who gets the hat?
I don't know. It's not always a girl either. But
it's not always
I don't,
a girl. Okay, I know, sorry.
Sometimes it's a boy. I don't know, but I'm sure it's like, it's pre-planned, of course.
Yeah. I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling...
I know. I feel like I'd be awkward. I'd be like, what do I do? All
it's always a little kid, right?
33.
What?
Yeah. Well, I said you're also 33.
Yeah. Everyone would be like, boo.
I'm up there like,
Taylor, it's me. I'm here.
Well, if I wear pigtails in a child's outfit, could maybe pass.
Okay. Am I the asshole for putting a do not disturb sign on my desk at work during my championship celebration? So I, 30 male, recently won a huge championship. No big deal. I did email to ask what it was, and it was like a golf tournament something. And my colleagues.
A little follow-up investigative journalism.
Well, yeah, because I was like, what was, like, was it for work?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
It's really vague.
And my colleagues decided to throw a surprise party for me at the office. They decorated my desk, brought a cake, and even got me a little shiny trophy. It was all very sweet, but here's where I might be the asshole. When I got to my desk and saw the decorations, I was a little annoyed because I had a ton of work to do that if I didn't complete, I would lose my job. I was extremely stressed and didn't want to be disturbed, so I grabbed a do not disturb sign from the office supply closet and slapped it on my desk. Then I put on my noise canceling headphones and got to work. Every time someone tried to congratulate me or invite me to have some cake, I pointed at the sign and went back to my work. By the end of the day, my colleagues were giving me dirty looks and the party atmosphere had completely deflated. Someone even took back the trophy saying I didn't deserve it with that attitude. Now my colleagues are barely speaking to me and the office vibe is super awkward. I think I was just trying to be productive, but they think I ruined their celebration. So am I the asshole?
Kinda.
That's really good.
What was the celebration again?
He won a golf tournament?
No, but for like, so they were celebrating him.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to celebrate alone.
No, he didn't. He just was like, I need to work.
He's going to work. Okay, got it. It's a little weird. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I know this type of guy. Like, I know this guy exactly.
A little touch. A little touch.
And I think it's like, well, you know, when it's your birthday, you have the mental expectation that it's my birthday today. People are probably going to come by, wish me happy birthdays. And you got to say thank you.
Yeah.
People may be bringing me cakes that I'm not so ready for.
Yeah.
You got to be gracious and say thank you. Nobody wants a birthday guy going, no, I don't want this. I don't want this.
Not even that. Literally just sitting in silence
and
then just pointing.
Right here.
You won the fucking tournament. Enjoy
really
the glory.
Funny,
there's a, and you know what? It's all about good sportsmanship. And it's being a graceful winner, too. And in taking in the praise and saying thank you and be honorable. You don't want to be rude to people.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of
pointing sportsmanship. Pointing at the sign.
Oh, no, I know.
It's a touch
I
of
understand, no. Like, he was like, okay, if I don't finish this, like, I'm going to lose my job. But I think you could have gone about it in a different way where you, like, maybe, like, outlined that on a piece of paper and stapled it to your desk being like, hey, thank you guys so much for this party.
Yeah.
I need to finish my work, but I'll celebrate with you
like,
as
we'll go
soon
to
as I
can. You could just do some nonverbals.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, or how many people is this total? If this is 10 people total, you take 30 seconds. Thank you so much. I actually have so much fucking work to do today. I hate this. 5 p.m., let's fucking celebrate. I love you. I'm going to get back to my work.
Yeah.
Do that 10 times, that's 3 minutes in the whole day. Like,
yeah, it's
tapping on the sign
rude.
Is crazy.
No, I know.
I just envision him like, oh my God, Jim. Yeah, I'm like,
I think it's a little rude. Like, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily be mad at him, but I'd be like, it's what strange. An odd.
Also, the person who's another asshole is the person who took the trophy back.
Yeah, no, that is, I don't think you're, no, that is so
did that even
funny.
Happen?
Not with that attitude. I don't think this is the right atmosphere.
You don't even deserve funny. The trophy. I think that is so funny.
We get a little index card. They're scraping off the congratulations off the cake. They're like, we'll save this for
Are
another day.
Are you viewing this like a cubicle situation?
Yes,
like,
yeah. 100%.
In your brain,
yes,
100%. I'm envisioning a cubicle.
I'm envisioning like The Office.
And mine is like a 50-year-old woman taking the trophy back.
Like, wow. Well, he doesn't want to celebrate.
Yeah.
Damn, but good. Congrats on winning this tournament.
I mean, yeah.
Where the whole office cares this much about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great environment. Where
I was
going to
say, is this office like a golf office?
don't know. I don't think so. Okay. He said it was like a golf tournament. I think like a
charity?
Like a, memorial golf tournament or something.
So that's like even nicer. That like
had nothing to do with work.
Okay, like so that's even nicer.
Super nice coworkers. And then you're just like, tapping on a sign.
So sweet. Like they got him cake and
I
trophy.
Know.
But be kind to yourself. We're not saying like you're an awful person.
No,
but
no.
You missed the mark on how it should be and just do better next time. But,
it's so hard when it's like our listeners. I always forget. I think they're from Reddit.
Yeah. It's just like an silly. I think it's like a little silly situation.
I know exactly
going
this
through
type
the,
of guy.
The closet searching for the DND sign is so funny.
I know. Like I think I would love this person at work though because they're weird and funny.
D&D's? Oh, I thought it was like Dungeons and Dragons sign.
Yeah,
and I was like,
really playing
I was like, oh, this guy is great at golf and plays Dungeons and Dragons. He sounds pretty badass. What can he not do?
I'm trying to just like envision what the day-to-day, like, does this guy maybe just hate his coworkers where he's just like, everyone else is happy-go-lucky and this guy's kind of
like
just
a Larry
like,
David.
I'm just trying to fucking get my work done here, guys. Like, leave me alone.
I don't know.
I know.
You're like, I know.
It sounds like a great place to work.
I think he just was like, I need to finish this all today. Like, I think it was just like a...
He was having a bad day, too.
It was like a, shit, I wish this didn't happen on the same day kind of thing.
Yeah, but just take 30 seconds per person and 10 people, that's...
Yeah. Kathy, listen, I really got to get this done, but thank you so much.
Yes, exactly.
And don't take my fucking trophy, Kathy.
That's really funny.
Like, what did it say on it?
I know.
Like, number one in my heart. Like,
number
and then
one
she's
golfer.
Like, never mind.
Can you send us pictures of everything they bought, too?
Well, please. I want to probably doesn't have pics of the trophy anymore.
Just, I want pics of your desk.
Well, no, show
disturbed.
Them this click, because we're all on their side for this one. So let them know that you watch a podcast that everyone else agrees with them.
That would be kind of funny for them to all watch it.
Oh, we get an office photo of all of them.
Oh my God.
He's
background.
Got the headphones with the Do Not Disturb sign in it.
Like, what kind of headphones are we wearing?
Yeah. Also, like, what are their relationships? Like, maybe he's very close with everybody and he's like, it's fine. But I guess someone got offended and took his trophy away.
He said that everyone was like upset.
I mean, yeah, that's like kind of a vibe killer.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they just wanted to like have fun in the office for the day and they were like, oh.
Like he's literally.
And how did they find out that he won the golf tournament? Did he send out a mass email that was super excited? Can't wait to celebrate with everyone tomorrow? Or
yeah.
And then just
maybe it was on TV.
Maybe they're
we
all just
know.
Like close, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, like I got this golf tournament this weekend." And then maybe like in the email, he's like, "I won, you guys."
Yeah.
And then they surprised him.
It seemed he might. I feel like he seems like the guy who didn't even tell anybody, but like his wife is friends with someone in the office. And she's
yeah,
like,
they found
Tommy
out.
Tommy won. And he's just like, God, why would you tell her?
Or maybe he like just posted it on his story or something. And they all saw him. They're like, ooh, let's throw
it. Even if I was in a workplace and I wanted to come wish someone congratulations, but they were like very busy, I'd be like, oh, okay. And go about my fucking day.
Yeah.
Taking the trophy back is really funny.
So funny.
I don't know if you deserve this based on your attitude. Yeah.
I know.
It's not a winning attitude.
It's so funny. Okay. This is a quick one. Am I the asshole? Female 24, male 26. 5 months ago into dating my ex, I found out he was on Tinder paying girls to shit in his mouth.
Oh, God.
This isn't real.
She shit
said,
in his mouth.
Am I the asshole for telling his whole family what a cheating, eating shitbag he is?
Okay, first of all, this guy has to be deceased if he's eating poop. Correct?
I don't think so.
What's the email address for this? Does it look like a real person wrote
this
in?
Gmail account. They have a name and everything.
Okay, assume it's real.
Yeah. It's real.
Is she the asshole for telling
his
parents about it?
If it's real, I have to download Tinder right now.
I feel like things like this are absolutely happening on Tinder.
I would never tell the family about it, but I would tell tons of people.
Everyone else.
And it would work its way back to the family.
Yeah.
I want to know like how you told his family. Like, did you
with
send
the screenshots?
An anonymous email? Did you show up on their front door?
I know.
This
I also want to know.
Happen.
Are we also confirmed that like this was actually happening, or was this like a pickup line this guy was just using in the app and then just standard cheating? Like,
I mean, let's assume that it happened because she said it did. We believe women.
I would love the information about.
We believe
women. I don't know if I believe this woman, but yeah.
How did she find out?
Yeah.
What is the evidence?
It's literally one sentence.
I know. If this is all true, also, I could understand why she's just like brain broken. One sentence. Totally. I can't comprehend.
We could do a whole other episode on updates.
Oh, updates? Yeah.
I absolutely need an update on this one.
Me too. I'm really curious. And I'm also curious, like, if this is true, like, how many women are agreeing to shit in someone's mouth? I would never. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to kink shame other people. I think this is more of the danger of her. Like, how many times did you kiss him after someone shit in his mouth?
That too.
Like, that's where I'm like, and, like, oh,
if you're eating human
God.
Feces, you're going to be sick with E. coli, like, 24/7, I would think.
Like,
if
she was dating a fucking toilet bowl.
Yeah, that is
dating a toilet bowl. That should be our title. Dating a toilet bowl.
And she texts. How did she? And I told his family, and that's it.
She just said, "Am I the asshole for telling his whole family what a cheating eating shit bag he is?"
No, I think. I mean,
we're pretending like this is real.
I would tell the parents out of safety. So like, okay, in concern. Yeah,
you're really concerned about his E. coli.
Don't share the serving spoons with him. Like, that is.
Yeah. Don't get, foodborne illness.
Like, check
Grandma, he used that might want to get checked.
Check your pipes.
Like, what, you think she kissed him and it smelled like poop?
She probably like
little
and she was only dating for 5 months. Like, how many girls?
People are getting like DMs like that on Tinder and not being like, well, I gotta share this with the world. That like, well,
maybe it's like a freak fest.
Maybe
I
it's
feel.
His bio, and so anyone who's like, ooh, is just
yeah, like I love eating shit.
Cash for poop.
Yeah,
I bet it was like Jax
Taylor.
Yeah,
has to be.
Okay, am I the asshole for getting someone fired? I've been dating this guy, we'll call him Mason, for 11 months when he out of nowhere broke up with me on my 20th birthday. I spent my birthday crying when I found out. One after he broke up with me, he had already had another girl over.
Closet.
The girl, we will call Leah, came into my workplace and called me a slut and continued to come in every day for 2 weeks and harass me. So I called her workplace and told them she was having an affair with one of the managers. My friend said I took it too far and should have just ignored her. Am I the asshole?
No,
she made that.
Funny.
Was she made up?
It seems like she made it up.
It's kind of funny, though.
I think it's kind of funny.
An eye for an eye. That's good punishment. Yeah. Like, yeah. She's ruining your workplace.
Poor, like, the people who are like, what manager?
Oh, yeah. It's like a guy with a family.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone could get in.
Unless your boyfriend was the manager.
Yeah.
Then, sure.
Imagine there's one manager and he's like a family man. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
I'd just say be careful, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl sounds like she's coming into her workplace, but harassing her. That woman sounds mentally unhinged.
14?
Yeah, get a restraining order.
But I mean, if you're doing tit for tat.
It passes for 20, I guess. Slut.
I mean,
showing up to someone's work, like, is an insane behavior.
I know.
That's
and
an
I'm like, where
behavior.
Are you working?
Calling
where
someone
someone's just saying
is so
that, and like
too.
Other people you work with aren't like, hey.
Yeah.
Like,
what the fuck?
It could be anywhere. It could
like
be
every day, slut.
Yeah, I know. And slut is such a funny insult.
I know. I'd be like, thank you.
It's just like stupid.
When I had the restaurant in New York, one of the employees like had an ex boyfriend that would like show up to the restaurant every single day and wait for her because like when you are breaking up with someone, it's like you know that they're there. That's why they show up to your work.
Oh.
So we had to like walk her to the subway and then like hold the guy separate, and then we had to file a restraining order. Like,
jeez.
This shit happens a lot, especially if it's public-facing places like a restaurant or a sales job or something where you're just there. Crazy exes will show up and, yeah, that's insane. Don't show up to people's workplaces.
Yeah, that's scary, especially if you're a guy.
So scary. Okay. Am I the asshole for initiating a friend breakup with my best friend?
Ooh.
Myself, female 27, and my former best friend, female 26, had been best friends for a little over 3.5 years when this occurred. We met when we were coworkers and roommates at a temporary job and hit it off pretty quickly. We both loved doing things outside, and she was teaching me how to fish throughout the summer. After both our jobs ended, we parted ways but still remained very close long-distance friends. We could chat on the phone every 2 to 3 days, sometimes more, and often for at least an hour each time. So you could say that we were pretty tight. Tight enough that when I moved to a neighboring state for another temporary job during the winter, I spent both Thanksgiving and Christmas with her family. Both times I helped cook, clean, pick up dog poop, Set up decor, like, what does that have to do with anything?
So much
set
poop.
Up decorations just in between cooking and cleaning and setting up decorations just picked up some dog poop. And overall just tried to fit in and keep up a good vibe. I even participated in the 7 hours of games we played. Not an exaggeration. It was the whole day. Ugh. And kept a smile on my face the best I knew how. However, that day after Christmas was the last time I ever talked to my best friend, minus a few text messages. Starting in the new year, she would not reply to any text calls, voicemails, or even Snapchats, and I had no idea why. Because of the Snapchats, I knew she was opening them and didn't reply, so I worried that something had happened between us or something possibly with her family. For context, her family situation is fucked up. Her older sister is special needs, so my best friend and their grandparents took care of my best friend and her younger sister growing up, even though they lived in her parents' home. I sent her a text in the new year asking if everything was okay, and she said yes, so I decided to give her space. Well, that space continued. No matter the context of my messages, I was going through massive anxiety at the time. Asking for her to listen to my venting or calm me down, she still did not reply. This was taking a very negative effect on my mental health, as I would think about the possibilities of things I could have done wrong every second, it seemed like. Eventually, 6 months after she initially started ghosting me, I was at my wit's end and sent her a long message expressing why I was frustrated, sad, and disappointed, and expressed that I didn't want to be best friends anymore, saying I don't know what terrible thing I could have done to make her treat me this way, but that either way, I wasn't going to be at her beck and call anymore. Am I the asshole?
No.
No.
That's so annoying.
Yeah. I think for me, I would have like tried calling her.
Yeah, well, I tried something.
Like, I understand, like, a text, but it seems like she
Didn't she say, or was calling not one of the list of ways she reached out?
No, she just said text. She would message her.
Message.
And, like, she would open the Snapchat, and she would see that she opened it.
How far away did they live away from each other?
I don't really know.
Oh, so
seems like neighboring states.
Okay, just making sure I didn't miss anything.
Oh, yeah, you did. She did say text, calls, voicemails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, I'd be hurt too, obviously.
It sounds like this girl just got like slow fadeaway ghosted.
Maybe she threw the poop bag from the dog poop in the wrong neighbor's trash can and the family was just mortified.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's sad that she wrote in asking if she's an asshole when she didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, why is she feeling like she's responsible for this in any way? Like, how did you initiate
this? I would think I would be responsible. If someone wasn't responding to me, I'd be like, I did something. That's how my brain works. So maybe she's like that.
Yeah. But yeah, which like the am I the asshole for initiating a friend breakup? I did not hear one initiation.
Yeah, she didn't initiate.
But she wasn't having a good time at the Christmas thing, right?
No, I think she was.
Well, she said like forcing a smile during like the gaming stuff.
Well, she just said they were playing games for 7 hours.
Also, okay. I want to say like, you wrote in saying, am I the asshole for initiating a friend breakup? You did not initiate a friend breakup.
Correct.
She did that herself by her actions. You were just trying to get it clear. And you're setting a boundary now being like, well.
Yeah, you're the victim.
That would be so annoying to just like not know.
That was how I felt.
I would literally
text back yesterday
to her house. I would drive to her house and be like, listen.
And I'd be like, what is it? Just tell me. I don't even care. If it's just tell me. I want to know.
Because like at the end of the day, it could have literally nothing to do with you.
Or
and
a
it
misunderstanding.
Could just be like all some shit she's going through. She could be in like a deep state of depression for all you know.
Or it could be like her parents are like heavy religious people and are like, I don't like that you have a girlfriend, and like you're not gonna live in this household and have a girlfriend. You're spending too much time with that girl. And she's like, sorry. I mean, although they're 26, 27 years old.
Yeah.
Mate, did something just go down the Christmas time where she wasn't like, I don't know, I don't want to make her paranoid and overthink like the last time they hung out and did something
I'm
like
sure she's already
put
like
a bad taste
of
in the other girl's mouth. It was
months.
Like, you know what? I don't think this friendship is working out, but she, I don't,
were you picking up
closure
the dog poop
is like
every
a
time?
Myth, but like,
but were you doing it together?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think just, I mean, it sucks that she's not received any closure from her, but you also,
what's
I mean,
her number? Let's call her right now.
Myth.
Hey, why did you,
I don't know. I would at least like try to have face-to-face conversation with her.
Like, do you have mutuals?
Yeah.
Right.
Have people caught on that you guys are like in a split? Can you send in a little, do
can
a little
you be
espionage
like, hey, do you know what's
and be
wrong
like,
with
blah, blah, blah? Can you put out some feelers to feel like, what is she upset with me about? I mean,
I think you giving the context of like her at home life is not the greatest. Like, maybe we give her the benefit of the doubt, but I do think it's important that like you set your new boundary with her because of the way that she treated you.
Mm. I want answers. So
you definitely did not initiate though. That's, I feel like that. like, it kind of leads me to believe maybe this other girl was, like, not even really her best friend and was just kind of, like, using her for a few years while it was convenient. And then, like, all the things that they did together, I wonder if this was, like, the girl that wrote in was just kind of, like, she was the one actually picking up the dog poop every time. And they were just like, oh, you want to walk my dog with me? And, like, the best friend would walk the dog and be like, okay, pick it up. And the friend was just using her throughout their entire friendship and then discarded her when she was done with it.
Yeah, maybe. It didn't come off that way, though.
Yeah.
But, like, if this girl's... who wrote in is like, did I initiate this? It's like, she That's might be true. A yeah. person who could be taken advantage of. Yeah. I hope not.
Wait, so she sent her a long text. Did she say that she wrote back or anything? Or no, nothing.
Just ghosted.
Dang.
Yeah, ghosting.
That's
is...
so annoying. I'd literally get a plane
Maybe
ticket.
Maybe she changed her number.
Yeah.
But then, like, reach out,
no,
Snapchat.
No, I know. I'm
like...
only kidding.
Yeah, no, she did, and she opened it and everything, and nothing. That's so annoying.
Oh, not the asshole.
Don't go.
No, yeah. not the asshole. No.
I would go to her house, show up on her front porch.
Show up to her work every day for a month.
And call her a slut.
Slut, yeah.
Wow, those are good submissions.
Yeah, great submissions.
Those are like better than some of the Reddit ones.
There's still a bunch more in the email inbox, so we can definitely do it again. Feel free to send us in any of yours if you missed this episode.
Yeah, and update us, please.
Definitely need
Yeah, if you wrote in
updates.
And we read yours, send us an update on the email.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
And don't be an asshole.
Bye.
Oh, we didn't
or unless it's necessary.